More than a decade ago, Washington voters approved a ballot measure requiring performance audits of state and local government programs. But now Washington's deputy state auditor says that funding is imperiled. She's concerned it's because of elected auditor Troy Kelly's legal troubles. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Following Kelly's indictment last year, lawmakers swept more than $12 million out of the auditor's performance audit account. Now the governor and House Democrats propose to take another $10 million. Deputy Auditor Jan Judy says that would amount to a 74% cut to the performance audit budget.
It just seems like the legislature sees an opportunity to get some funds from us at a time that they view us as weak.
In a letter to House leadership, Judy says a cut that deep would mean stopping government accountability work now underway. House Budget Chair Hans Dungey says the money is needed for other more pressing needs like mental health, and he says taking it is not related to Kelly's legal woes. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.